Italy is facing a Friday deadline to come up with a plan to reduce bad loans at one of the country's biggest banks. Shares in the Banca Monte dei Paschi di Siena, the world's oldest bank, by the way, have lost nearly half their value since the Brexit vote. Other Italian bank shares are also tumbling in what some say could be Europe's next crisis. Time Magazine's Rana Faruhar is in the studio to explain what's going on. She's also author of Makers and Takers, The Rise of Finance and the Fall of American Business. Hi, Rana.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So Italy's banks, they were struggling before the Brexit vote. We know the Brexit vote sent the British pound tumbling. We know Britain didn't convert to the euro as countries like Italy did. So what's the connection? What's going on?
Yeah. Well, the Italian situation is really just underscoring this larger European debt crisis that has always been on slow burn, but since Brexit is back in the forefront now. You know, you've seen banking shares fall not just in Italy, but all over Europe. Deutsche Bank, which is the largest German bank and the largest bank, systemically important bank in Europe, is also seeing lows in its shares. And what this says to me is that we may be in for another round of the European debt crisis. That's not great for Europe, obviously, because it could throw the continent back into recession. It's also not great for the U.S. Europe is our biggest trading partner. You know, we do a lot of business with the continent. So this is a real worry on the global economic radar screen.
And talk a little more about why this is happening. You alluded to it, but it sounds like, tell me if I'm right, you know, people are defaulting on loans. They've got a lot of terrible loans in European banks, especially Italy, which we started talking about. Yeah. And so investors get scared. They think, oh, that bank's not going to do well, so they pull out?
Well, absolutely. And also people start defaulting on their debt if there's an economic slowdown.
Right.
So that's a real risk. You know, a lot of investors just think banks are not going to be in good shape because of that for the next few years. Also, you've got the ECB, just as the Fed has here in the U.S., keeping interest rates very low. That's good for people who, say, want a mortgage and can get one if they're economically solvent. It's not so great for banks because you don't actually then make a lot of money on the money that you're holding. So none of this is good overall for the economy in Europe or the U.S.
Yeah, and the EU also has rules about banking. And so while Italy, the government is considering bailing out the banking system, they have to follow those rules. It could get complicated. But just, I mean, I hate to, you know, this would be bad if Italians are having and Europeans are having this problem. But how does this affect us sitting here in the U.S.? You talked about imports, but what else?
Well, you know, if you think about it, the European continent is about one third of global growth. I think of the global economy as three legs on a stool. You've got the U.S., you've got the emerging markets led by China, and you've got Europe. Well, if one of those legs is rickety, it puts more pressure on the other two. And as we know, the recovery here in the U.S. is still pretty weak. Janet Yellen, the head of the Fed, has decided to keep rates low for some time now. A lot of people feel that this is creating risk in our own bond markets because people are searching for returns. They're trying to go into riskier areas to make money. And this could end up blowing up in our faces in a few years from now.
You know, we have just a couple seconds, but we also know there's a big move in Italy to do what Britain did and leave the EU.
Exactly.
Will watching what happened in Britain and knowing they have their own economic crisis, will that help that move or not?
I think it creates more populism of the kind that led to Brexit because you get other European countries saying, hey, why should we underwrite the debt of Italy? You know, you already have politicians in France and the Netherlands calling for leave votes. You know, you have possibly a chain of dominoes. So it is a real trigger point moment right now.
What a potential mess. Rana Faruhar, Assisting Managing Editor for Business and Economics at Time Magazine. Thank you so much for coming into the studio to help us with this.
Thanks for having me.